Former President John Mahama says Africa needs its educated youth who can understand the principles of increased agricultural productivity to participate in the sector. He said the bane of African agriculture is the apathy of the educated youth in the sector, bemoaning the perception that agriculture is backbreaking, dirty, and meant for the aged and illiterate rural population. Speaking at the African Development Bank Group annual general meeting in India yesterday, former President Mahama said to get the youth to actively partake in the sector, it must be made attractive. The former president is hopeful Africa can address the menacing continental threat.
Africa has the youngest population in the world. This represents huge opportunities for the continent and the world if we act promptly in engaging these young people. If we do not do so in good time and fashion out effective, sustainable programs to engage and put vibrant, creative young people to work, we could be having a major social problem on our hands, potentially explosive situation with dire consequences reaching beyond Africa. But working together, we can address this menacing continental threat. We have an opportunity to channel the unused and boundless energies of our youth into productive agricultural ventures for the benefit of individual families and the continent of Africa and the world at large. Let us agree, though, that for many young people, agriculture is not their preferred career or business option. This is widely due to the perception that agriculture is not financially rewarding enough, and it is not youth-friendly, and as I said earlier, it is not cool enough. These perceptions and views can change and are changing through various interventions we are undertaking on the continent. For many years, the agricultural landscape in Africa was characterized by small-sized peasant farmers engaged in subsistence farming, basically geared towards feeding their families and providing just enough to exchange for such items as salt, cloth, and fish, and whatever they could not grow on their farms. Mistakes have been made in the past, and it is pleasing to note that lessons have been learned from these mistakes. In Ghana, the dislocation of medium to large-scale commercial agriculture occurred in the 1980s, and the blame can be laid squarely at the doorsteps of the international financial institutions.
Citing Ghana as an example, former President Mahama said the country has employed strategies in addressing first the lack of interest in agriculture while gradually eradicating barriers to success by young people in the sector.
In Ghana, we've employed various strategies in addressing first the lack of interest in agriculture while gradually eradicating barriers to success by young people in this sector. First, we started the Youth in Agriculture program, which is a platform for young people graduating from our colleges to work on our state farms and learn modern techniques such as the use of greenhouses, the production of local or exotic crops, and other modern techniques. This, we believe, will and has actually enabled these young graduates to learn a few more skills, generate interest that will get them in the long run to choose agriculture as a means of providing an income and becoming successful individuals. The new government that has taken over is continuing with the program in a rebranded form, and that should see a lot more youth supported and the concept of cooperatives enhanced to increase participation and sustain the interest of the youth. In the twilight of my administration, November 2016, I introduced the concept of farmer service centers, and this was based on experience I had had that farmers do not need the tractors and the planters. What they need is the service of those equipment. In the past, what we've done, thinking we were modernizing and mechanizing agriculture, and I think that that was a shot in the dark, it was a mistake, and people should learn from our mistake, was to procure the tractors, subsidize them, and give them to the farmers. But we find out that the farmers cannot maintain the tractors. They don't have knowledge in how to keep those tractors running. And so in 2-3 years, brand new tractors you provided are all broken down and standing on.